Jeff J. Brown. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, the China Writers Group, and the Bioweapon Truth Commission. October 16th, 1964, exactly 60 years ago today, China blew up, launched its first atom bomb. Of course, this was after the United States incinerated Hiroshima and Nagasaki with atom bombs in 1945. Of course, they incinerated Wuhan, and they incinerated North Korea, and they incinerated half of Germany with classic bombs, napalm bombs. But the United States was the first to, and still to this day, the only country to actually use nuclear weapons. And then the USSR / Russia, 1949. The UK came in next, 1952, with a big help from the United States. France in 1960, which they did pretty much on their own because the rest of Europe, you know, the Anglo-Saxons did not want Charles de Gaulle to have an atom bomb, but they did. And then China in 64. And then after that, 10 years later, India, Pakistan in 1998, and then the DPRK, North Korea in 2006. The great satanic state of Yisrael in Palestine, nobody knows for sure when they started to have atom bombs. They think between 1960 and 1966. Of course, the Kennedy brothers tried desperately to stop them from having them, and that's why the Jewish state was involved in their assassinations. This really shocked the West that China blew up an atomic bomb in 1964. There's so much racism involved. You know, it was just not possible that, you know, that little, you know, zipper-headed, you know, slant-eyed, little yellow niggers, communists to boot, could launch an atomic bomb, but they did, and they continued to have 45 more tests at Lopnor, L-O-P-N-O-R, in western China, up until 1996. And of course, China has just continues to go from strength to strength militarily, infrastructurally, developmentally, scientifically, etc. This just, you know, and it just, and it harks back to, you know, General Douglas MacArthur, who, when he landed in South Korea, you know, told his troops that when the North Koreans see our big bodies and our blue eyes and our and all of our guns and material, they're going to run like hell. You know, those little zipper heads are going to run like hell. And of course, when the Chinese entered into the fray to help their North Korean brothers, it was MacArthur and the white skinned gooks who ran all the way almost off the peninsula down to Pusan. And so there's a lot of racism involved here. But anyway, this was part of the of China's two bombs and a satellite. They eventually put an atomic bomb and a missile, so then they had atomic weapons, and then of course they launched a satellite just a couple of years later, as I recall. So it's just an important date in the history. It just really changed the balance of power. It ushered China in with the big boys. China was the first Asian country to refine weapon grade uranium plutonium. And Mao Zedong explained his decision at a Politburo meeting of the Chinese, the Communist Party of China in 1956. He said, quote, "Now we're already stronger than we were in the past, and in the future we'll be even stronger than now. Not only are we going to have more airplanes and artillery, but also the atomic bomb. In today's world, if we don't want to be bullied, we have to have this thing. End of quote. Iran, are you listening? Of course, I don't know if you all know, but back in the 50s, the United States marked 12 cities, Beijing, you know, Shanghai, all the 12 biggest cities in China to wipe off the face of the earth. And Mao Zedong called their bluff, said, go on, bomb us. We don't care. Wipe us out. You know, we'll just move to the western part of the country with the remaining half of the people, and we'll keep going. So he called Eisenhower's bluff, and he got cold feet and called it off, although the Joint Chiefs of Staff were not very happy. But then once China got the atomic bomb in 64, that put any idea of, you know, bombing, you know, China with atom bombs in the trash. So remember this day, and it's one of the days that China really stepped up and showed the world who the Chinese people were and are, and what they did and can do and will continue to do. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinaland, signing out. Bye-bye.